Does your antenna have a rotator? Over to you, Kevin.
I have that going principally looking west, back to Manhattan.
I think you'd be getting quite a few more channels if you had a rotator, and you found out the right direction to aim it for each one of those channels. I've got to go away. Bye-bye for now. K2RW clear, and thank you.
Standing, Dick. I thank you. Thank you for the input. Thanks to that Radio Shack bankruptcy thing, I think I have a rotator or two that I might have located, so maybe we'll throw that on. Why not? KD2GME, K2LIW. Thank you.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active. Tonight at 8:30, WQVL repeater system. Welcome to the WQVL repeater.
My birthday was last week, my daughter's birthday is tomorrow, then it's Mother's Day, and my daughter-in-law, her parents had divorced and remarried, so she has two sets of parents. So she has a luncheon for everybody, and everything is celebrated, so it's really very nice. And it was up in Westchester. I couldn't believe we had no traffic going up. We left here about a little before 11, and we were up there by a little after 12, which is, you know, 5 minutes, 7 minutes longer than usual. So that was great. Coming back wasn't terrible. So, yes, it was good. I hope you had a good day also.
It was very nice. We went into the city because the kids lived there. Went to a show with them and then dinner. So it was nice. Traffic wasn't bad getting in. It was a surprise. We left around 10:30. We were in by, I guess, 11:45. So that's not too bad. You know, traffic into the city is never easy. But that's great that you celebrate everything together. It makes it a lot easier in one place instead of being scattered. Did you get the link I sent you on Friday, by the way?
Yes, I did. Thank you. And I'll get it up to, I'll get it over to Paul to put up on the Aries net because even though we do use the DMR, you know, they're looking to use it for a more extensive use for emergency communication. So, yeah, I will send that over to him. You know what? My conclusion of yesterday's traffic, the parents still live on the island and the kids all live in Westchester in the city because, you know, it's like we were going against traffic. Going out to the island yesterday, it was very heavy traffic when we were coming back, very heavy traffic going back to the city. So I think that is the conclusion of the day.
I would tend to agree with you because we came back around 7 o'clock, left the city after dinner, and the other side was mobbed coming back into the city. So I think you're right. But I'm just amazed that so many people have cars in the city. I don't know, you know, to keep them in the city in a garage is, like, very expensive.
Yeah, I think this is KGKB. I think my son was over $500 a month. And then they had an investigation that's going on now with a parking garage. I think it's in Brooklyn, maybe in Park Slope, which has become a condo for cars. So you buy the space at whatever, you know, it could be $100,000 or more, I forget what it was. And then you still pay your monthly maintenance for the car. But there was something about it being illegal. I forget exactly what the terminology was, but could you imagine that? And for some people, it's just worth it. They don't have to worry about running around 2 hours at night finding a parking space for their cars.
Kind of makes sense, you know. I mean, if you could do something like that, I don't know. I don't understand why it would be illegal, but you know, that's still a lot of money though for a parking space, and you really don't own a piece of it. Maybe that's the issue. You know, would you own a piece of the building? Maybe they may need to make it a co-op and you buy into the parking garage or something. That might work better.
Yeah, I don't remember what the conditions were, and maybe it's something like what you're saying, that you're paying for something up front, but it's got no tangible value as a co-op or as a condo, and maybe that was the argument. I don't really remember. Maybe it was an illegal use of a building, you know, something like that. It's going for one thing, used for another. But still, in all the numbers were staggering. But you figure, again, if you've got the money, like you said, what's the difference? Anyway, it looks like it's going to be a really nice day out there today.
I mean, I do see blue sky, but I see an awful lot of clouds. You know, that should blow out. They said it's going to be a very windy day today, and then the warm-up starts, I think, tomorrow. But, well, that was enough rain at least to get all my plantings securely watered for a while. Happy that's over with. When we were in the show, it actually rained in the city because we went into the show when it was dry. We saw Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory. It was quite good. A lot of kids were there. I guess it was a big Mother's Day thing. And we came out, the streets were all wet. So we're assuming it rained somewhere in that two-hour stretch.
Yeah, I think, I think it was inside the house most of the time. So I think there was one heavy stretch of rain up in Westchester. But when we came back, we have a little bit of a leak coming through the cement basement wall. And when I went down to look at it last night, it's not a lot, but yet it was there. So that usually happens when it's heavy rain. And that's a problem for me. I don't know whether to... he's trying to seal it from the inside, but it may be that I'm going to have to call in a waterproofing company and have them do that side of the house for me. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, it did rain, and as you say, it's enough rain for a while. But you know what? A couple of hot days of sun, and that'll be the end of that. It'll all dry out. It's interesting because I have a lawn service come. I just don't want to mess with chemicals. So they come and they put it down, but at this time of year, whether people put down chemicals or don't put down chemicals because of the amount of rain that's occurred, the lawns all look alike. And then what will happen is in another week or two when it starts to get sunny, you know, theirs will start to fade and hopefully mine will remain green. It's KGK and me.
K2KNB, KC2YSK. Oh, that's good. You know, we have a one service guy who mows the lawn as well. He puts everything down, or says he does. We'll wait and see when the weather, like, it dries up a bit. But I got to get my sprinklers up and running before the real hot weather hits. Otherwise, all the nice grass we have currently won't last. It's amazing how quickly, you know, like you said, a couple of hot days and stuff starts to go, get wilted. KC2YSK, over to you, Rich.
Hi, Jay. Yeah, my sprinklers have actually been on, which is kind of weird. But I go by whatever the lawn guy tells me. And this time, when he came, like, first week in April to put stuff down, he said, you know, water it in. So I went and turned on the sprinklers and watered it in. I left them on. I didn't shut them off. I think I have the rain sensor, so if it rains, it's not going to go on. It'll skip that cycle. And they started something new in Nassau County about, I think, last year. No, it's not Nassau County, Town of Oyster Bay. Nope, Water District Plainview. All your backflow valves have to be checked each year. So that's $50 a year. So people don't realize these silly, now I don't want to say silly taxes, but these taxes that, there must be a name for them, convenience taxes or something. You know, you pay to have your fire alarm, you pay to have your police alarm, you pay to have your backflow valve tested, and, you know, it adds up. That's a couple $100 a year right there.
Where is the backflow valve? Is that part of the sprinkler system, or is that something else? I've heard the term before. I'm not sure what it's used for.
In my case, it's part of the sprinkler system. It doesn't allow, if there's a reverse pressure where my system would suck water in from the main line. No, they don't want to suck the water that's in the sprinkler system back into the main line and contaminate it. They want you to do the same thing if you have a garden hose that you put into a pool, because there could be a drop in pressure. So if I'm filling my pool and the hose is in the pool, and suddenly there's this reversal of, I'm calling it pressure, I'm not sure if that's the correct term, but it could literally suck water from the pool into the water system. It would never get back. I mean, I guess it's kind of like a silly statement. It would never get back to the water tower, but I guess if it got in the line, if it was drawn back somewhere into the line, it doesn't mean that it would necessarily come back into my house. It could go back into someone else's house. So that's what it is. It stops the flow backwards into the water system. I think they're looking to put that on the main water line on every house at some point.
KD2ESY. Andy recognized, take it, and then pass it over to Rich. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Good morning, Rich. The backflow valve, I don't think it's necessarily for the sprinkler system. It's general for the house. The water comes in the house. And they can be a problem, because if for some reason pressure builds up in the house, it can't go back out. So what happens is the overflow valve, the pressure valve in your water tank releases, and you get a flood downstairs. So this $50 a year is absurd. It's just another tax. I understand their point, but I don't see how they can force anybody to get it. We had one installed many years ago. It really can be a problem.
Kitchen candy. Well, my sprinkler system goes back to 1987, so that's when the backflow valve was put in, and it was put in only on the sprinkler system. I do believe nowadays it's probably one of the requirements on the main water flow. I'm not sure if that's what you were referring to, Andy, because this would stop the water in your house from getting out into the system, reversing the flow back into the water system. But maybe we're just in different terms there. But anyway, that's what it is, Jay, is to stop you from contaminating the water supply. But again, mine was up for 30 years without... I'm going to say 30 years without a problem. Okay, you know, that's the definition of an accident, unplanned, whatever the case may be. But every year doesn't make sense. Fire alarms are you pay for every 3 years. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. And Brady does have problems with the water. The water is very good, but there's a great concern about aquifers and things like that. So I don't know. Maybe there's some logic to it, okay?
YS Canada Group. Yeah, I don't know if we have a backflow valve. I don't know if that's something here in Suffolk as well. I never installed one. We bought the house in the 90s, so I'm assuming if there is one, it's there. If there isn't, I guess we didn't need one at the time.
I wouldn't bother with having the expense of putting that in, nor paying that tax every year. Pretty absurd that they're concerned about water. I can understand pool water because of chlorine, but the water district puts chlorine in the water. They put bromine, they put all kinds of chemicals. I guess we're going to have to stop putting chemicals in their lawn and stop spraying them out of the engines of the jets that are flying around in the air. It seems ludicrous. It's just another tax.
Well, realistically, Andy, you can't replace your water supply. They've made stringent regulations about chemicals on the grass. You can't put them down before April 1st because they don't want the chemicals flowing, you know, rolling off into the streets. And I think perhaps it's areas in which the aquifers, you know, Plainview gets its water right from underneath the ground. It's not piped in from anywhere else. And so it may be district to district. But the backflow valve, you know, if you do have a hose. I guess it's kind of silly because I don't have it on the one in the pool, but the bottom line, so the sprinkler system. The sprinkler system has probably gallons of water that are in it at all times. That's just stored there until you put the system back on. So that's gallons of water that could have mold in it and whatever else, you know, that would backflow into the system. So I'm not against it. I'm not against the backflow valve. I'm only saying that at $50 a year, you know, why the valves don't really go bad, and they're certainly not going to go bad in 1 year's time. So mine's been up to 30 years. Whatever. Minor. Okay. This is KTK Andy.
On another note, Andy, I hope you had a good weekend, Mother's Day and all that. Any update on when your shed is due to arrive?
We did have a good Mother's Day. My mother-in-law came over, and my wife cooked three-legged lamb. It was small, so we made three of them. And it was nice. My son surprised my mother-in-law and my wife with a couple of flower plants. It was enjoyable. The shed, theoretically, based on when we bought it, we should get it any time within 2 weeks. Originally, the ETA was 4, and I guess they got busy all of a sudden when we bought ours. So that was the fourth weekend, so we should be able to get it pretty soon, and I can't wait. And then when the garage gets cleared out, I want to repair some of the walls in there and do some painting. It's exciting. Rich, Katie, 2 ESY.
All right, Andy. Yeah, I was going to say... relevant to drones, they were showing some things on TV in the last day or two with huge drones. One that took a guy up 1,000 feet, a parachutist, and he was able to jump off of that. And some of these giant drones that they're considering using in rescues that would be very difficult for a human being to make, something like out over water, you know, swampy land or whatever, just get the drone in there, suspend it over the person, drop a line down, and pick them up. So that was pretty interesting. And scary, I might add. Very scary at the same time. I'm going to start. I'll leave you guys to talk for a bit. This is KTK and BJ.
All right, Rich. Good talk to you, as always. Just so you know, there are people carrying drones that they're going to be deploying in... Oh, what's that very rich Mideastern country with all the millionaires? not Buran, I can't remember where, but they're going to be using them as pilotless taxis, and they can carry up to 2 passengers, and they fly like 15, 20 minutes. So they're going to be using it as a shuttle service from the hotel to the airport. Sounds interesting. Personally, I don't know if I would trust that. No pilot? I'm not sure. Anyway, have a great day. Andy, over to you.
And to Rio, you may be thinking of Monaco.
Hey, Rich, good morning. No, no, I'm talking about in the Arabian Peninsula. There's that very rich company with all the skyscrapers. That place.
Saudi Arabia.
No, it's Bahrain or, hey, it just blew me. But Hal, stay out of any conversation on this repeater. Jay?
Maybe it was Bahrain. I'm not sure. But you know the place I mean. Anyway, Rich, have a great day. Andy, over to you.
Have a good day, Rich. Beautiful day. Supposed to get really clear. And good morning, NCO. Jay, I kind of agree with you. Why would I want a taxi without a pilot in it? It's a nice idea. I don't know if it's a very promising idea. Having somebody on the outside control it when they don't can't feel the wind or whatever is happening around the drone. Sounds pretty cool.
Andy, you're kind of breaking up. Do you need to switch over to Selden?
Any better? I'm just on the way down to Comac. Usually I switch any time, actually. Is this better?
100% better. Very good.
You got a line painted across the road saying, Limar change repeaters.
Guys, I'm just going to be standing by. And you guys continue. Jay and Tulio.
All right, Rich. I got one more exit to go, so I'm not going to be on for long. But I hope everything's going well with you. Yeah, there's not much else happening, Andy. You know, I did upgrade my radio on Friday, and it's a few extra new little tricks. But it's working pretty well. No more issues like I had. And now everybody else has realized the issues. So that's a good thing. Have you been using it very much?
I tried it a few more times, and I understand that it was in promiscuous mode, which is kind of strange. I was listening to a conversation with my back in the Army's meeting the other week last week. And one person's talking. I responded, and then someone else came in as if I wasn't even there, and then it was dead silence, and then someone came in again, they were chatting, and I switched to another station, and they were still chatting, I switched to another station, they were still chatting, so that kind of threw me for a loop until I understood. I have to press 3 to get out of that mode, so I learned something.
You don't press 3 to get out of the mode. You press 3 to join that talk group so that you can respond to them. But you can also look down at last heard and see what talk group they're on and then just rotate your channel knob so you're in that talk group.
I noticed that too, after the call sign with an arrow and then the talk group number. So it's some of this stuff I'm thinking in. And it is certainly true that if you're not in range of the repeater, there's no way you're even no way you're going to get in. Even if the signal is weak, forget it. I press CCC and it comes back with that nice long tone on every channel. So I must have been in a bad spot that day.
Yeah, remember, it's not the channel because they're all going to the same repeater. So if you can't make the repeater on one channel, you're not going to make it on all the channels. But, yeah, I mean, I was listening to K2KM, KMAC this morning. He was on Bronx Turbo, which is 444. And, you know, it was really nice. And yeah, I heard him on 444, I heard him on 310, I heard him on 311, but I knew he was on 444 because it said right on the screen. So I could have talked to him, but then I decided to put a call out on 2 meters. Anyway, Andy, I finally made it to my exit, so I'm going to say 7-3. And you have a great day. And Rich, if you're still listening, you have a great day as well. And we'll catch you down the log. This is KC2YSK. I'll be clear on your final.
KC2YSK, KC2ESY. All right, Jay. Have a good day at work. 7-3, and we'll catch you soon. Take care. This is KC2ESY, clear and listen.
How are you? Bright shiny like Les says. How you making out?
I'm doing okay. Let the weather warm up a little bit and then go out and do some gardening, I think, in the backyard. But everything's good. How is Mother's Day?
Okay, my wife was out doing some gardening. I did some straightening up outside. And we kind of celebrated on Saturday, because we had First Holy Communion, and the whole family was there. They must have had 75 people in this restaurant for the lunch afterwards. I'm telling you, talk about being packed and noisy, but it was good otherwise. In the pouring rain up in Port Washington.
Okay, well, that sounds like a nice date. Anyway, where are you on your way to swim now?
I'm going to the gym. I want to ask you to put me in for 9 o'clock for the Ham Fest with a handicap parking, if that's possible.
9 o'clock is fine. I don't know about, you know, everything has changed even again from the way it was last year. I'm trying to think. I think the parking is just going to be general parking. The vendors will be inside that enclosed area that's got the gates on it, and then the parking will be, we just need to make sure everybody parks not in the church parking lot, because that's where we always have problems. So it's just 9 o'clock at parking. It's just people come in from two different directions. You just have to make sure that they go into the regular parking lots.
Okay, well, if I have a place to sit, I'll bring my chair. And we hope for good weather. And it should be a good day. We've got a short list. Always have a short list. I have to go there and buy something, right?
Yeah, I think, though, the outdoor is in some ways, first of all, you can walk around and see things a little more easily, I think, sometimes than when you're crowded on tables and one bench is next to another. But hopefully it's an opportunity for people to clean out their houses. You know, it's not too expensive to do it. It's, whatever, $10 for the spot, $6 for the vendor. And just get all those things out that the XYL's been telling you to get out for years.
I know what you're saying. Is that fellow that has all the connectors will be there?
Not sure if... No, that's Dave Snyder. I'm not sure if he's actually going to be there. I'm hoping he is, but he's in Rochester the day before. So they live somewhere upstate New York. I forget how far up. But it means coming down from Rochester after the Rochester Ham Fair and then coming down to us early in the morning. So I'm not sure. I'll double check. But Bob Arenella and there's one other person that has
a good selection of connectors, depending on what you're looking for.
All right, sounds like a plan. But the clouds are moving real quick along here. I guess it's the force of the wind.
Yeah, they did say we'd be in for heavy wind. So, be prepared for that.
That pollen that we get that makes a mess over everything, is that finished? Or we still have some more to go with it, that yellow, greenish powder?
No, I'm not totally sure, Ron. I think with the next burst of heat, I think there's more pollen and mold spores and whatever released into the ground, no, out of the ground, and then after that, I think we should calm down.
Are you allergic to that stuff?
You know, it's interesting because I have, I call it a little case of asthma. They check me for allergies from time to time, just to make sure. So I don't know, 2-3 years ago, I tested positive for pollen and mold spores and things like that in cats. And then I was tested again last year, and the only thing I showed positive for was cats. So I don't know whether you build an immunity, a natural immunity. I'm not sure. But I'm always aware of it, again, because of the breathing and the medications.
Well, I'm allergic to that, to the pollen. I was at one time taking something else to build up my immune system, which helped. But I do have asthma, and I'm allergic to dust, which is everywhere.
You know, like in the shack here, you have motors going. It's creating an environment that attracts the dust, and then you go and dust something off, and the next thing you know, that you call them like crazy. But the thing is with me, they, I said to the doctor once, I said, well, how come my eyes aren't tearing? And he said, basically, because that's when you're acute. He says, you're chronic. It's just part of your system now, which is another reason to be a little more careful about it. But dust will affect me. I don't know if I'd say I'm allergic to it. But, you know, it's interesting. You're living in an environment with pollen and mold and spores and, the insects and mosquitoes and just about everything else that can cause you grief.
Well, I wanted to mention something to you. A week ago Saturday, we were in Delaware. We went to the Delaware QSO party. There was representatives from three different clubs, one of which I mentioned I joined the local club. And there were at least three people from each club in a small building that they called the Recreation Center in Seaford in Delaware. And everything is so small, we think of having a club activity, we have a lot of people showing up. And they were like 9 or 10 or 12 people, and that was the whole thing. They had three stations set up. They had a bucket truck that was holding some type of a dipole, like a G5RV, one leg out one way and one leg out the other. So it was interesting. And my wife and I picked up my nephew, who's an electrical engineer, so we had some really intense conversations with the brains, I should say, in the place. We had a good time.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see how other clubs function and how they participate in events. Last year, I went around with Jim Mizzi looking at clubs from Montauk back to this area. And it's interesting. Some of them have such great cooperation from the town. I can't remember. East Hampton, maybe. It's the town of East Hampton that loans the club an 80-foot bucket truck. So, you know, in 5 minutes, they've got their antenna up 80 feet in the air. They don't have any problems. Some of them have fantastic sites overlooking Long Island Sound, Peconic Bay, the ocean, whatever. And really something to see. So you go to a small club, that can meet, let's say, on a weekly basis, very often you'll find a group of people that can just devote a lot of time to being on the air for the QSO party or field day or whatever it is. But it's always interesting, again, to see how other clubs operate.
Exactly what you said, to see how they operate. Another interesting thing, my nephew, how old he is, his late 20s, I guess, he's really brilliant. He's taken an interest in ham radio, in the aspect of building radios. So he wants to, he's too busy right now. He says eventually he wants to get into, he wants to build radios and so on. So he found a niche. I was telling him there's so many different aspects of ham radio that you could find something that you would enjoy, and that's what he wants to do. So I'm here at the gym. I'll sign with you. And wish you a good day. K2KMPN, 2Z Houston.
All right, 7-3, have a good, well, I guess this is the workout gym, Slim, I'm not sure. Anyway, have a good one, maybe we'll catch on the way back. KTKND, 7-3, run.
Tonight at 8:30, WCL repeater system.
K2KNB, K2IVX calling.
Good morning, Len. How are you doing? K2KNB.
Was fun. He's been getting away with a lot of sleep these last couple of weekends. Well, either that or my radio's not working, which is another possibility. For some reason, my tone switch comes on when I go through different memory channels. I'm not sure why that's happening. Unless somehow it's changing what sort. I don't know. Anyway. So, anyway, how have you been? And my vertical antenna is almost done. In fact, I think it is done. I just have to try it and tune it over.
Everything's been good. I'm trying to think. There were a couple of weekend days, like last Sunday, we were at the Long Island Marathon, so I was out there by 5:30, 6 o'clock. There's a couple of mornings where you know, by the time I get up, we have 4 cats to be fed, a dog, outside cats, and I come back upstairs into the shack, but I forget to turn the radio on. So, you know, I do apologize. I should have sent you a note and just said all was well. Don't worry about me.
If I really was concerned, I would have made a phone call or two. I just figured you were. There are 5 cats, 2 dogs, 6 and a partridge in a pear tree. Anyway, so I've got my, I scrounged together enough pieces of 1-inch tubing that I had from, I guess, buying a closet, you know, the bar, the clothing bar in a closet. And I bought a TV mount that they use on roofs for, you know, tripod. Extended it a little bit. And got the, at the last flea market, got 2 40-meter, I always forget what they're called, not the screwdriver one, but the, I don't know, the one that's just a coil of wire with an extension on it, and the mounting bracket, and got some new lines for, what do you call it, lines, stay wires or whatever they're called, so I'm ready to give it a shot, over.
I think you're talking about ham sticks. I think that's what you use. All right, so it sounds like you'll have a good time down there in the bay in Fort Washington or North Shore or wherever you're going to go. Hey, you spent a lot of time on it. You better have some good results from it.
But the time I spent on it has nothing to do with the results. I mean, it's just real structure and not wanting to spend a lot of money just because I can go out and buy it, I guess, but I just, it wouldn't be my interest in the hot, buy the stuff. But, I guess I, whoops, stand by one. The rescue decided to make a U-turn with his lights flashing, so I don't know whether he just wanted to get ahead of the traffic or what. Anyway, so, I may have made a very fundamental error someplace. I got to work out. And, well, first I have to tune it. I haven't really tuned it up yet. You know, the whatever you call the damn thing. God, I can't remember squat. The fire attendant told me the name, and already I forgot it. But my concern is just getting it up and down. It's really not a one. You know, when I use a tripod as a base, it's not a simple operation with 16, 17 feet of pole and a couple pounds of antenna on the top. I'm going to have to be quick between getting it upright and getting the guy wires hooked up. Anyway, KQKNB, K2RDX.
Okay, Len. Yeah, well, that's been partly my problem also. I had gotten a set of hamsticks to 20 meters, figuring I wasn't going to put up a beam. The hamsticks were fine, but I could never get them tuned properly. And if I put them on a low tripod, like, you know, 8, 10 feet above me, I'm sure that I couldn't get far enough away to get a fair SWR in them. And to put them up high where they would be and then try to take a reading, and if that's wrong, bring them back down to adjust the antenna. That didn't make any sense to me. So I've always had that problem. I still have them. I may actually go and play with them one more time. I had tried to put them up on the roof. I have a vertical up there, but I have a substantial pole that I could put the vertical up on the top and then put something like these 20-meter hamsticks below that. I just never could get it.
I don't know how critical the tuning is going to be. I could try and put a half-wave section, I did that one time just for kicks to see how it would work. I had some other antenna, but a half-wave section in there, because then obviously you're effectively putting your bridge or whatever you're using right at the antenna terminals. But I just got to believe if it's close enough, maybe make two shots at it with varying the length. I think it's the length of that simple piece of flexible wire. Take one or two, three shots. I should be able to get it close enough, because the line is not going to be that long enough, and not that long, and running 5 or 6 watts of power, I'm not going to be getting that much losses in the line. So I don't think it's going to be too much of an issue. I mean, if you're a purist, it sure is. But I think I'm basically a hacker, so I don't think, I don't know if it's going to make that much difference in my operation. Over.
Well, yeah, the only thing is with this low wattage, you don't want to be losing too much of your power into the coax or into the antenna. So that would be the main point there. But, you know, you do the best you can. And the bottom line is, it's going to work. You know, it's going to get you the results that you're looking for. And whether it could be better or worse, you know, it's going to be the issue. The issue is going to be whether it allows you to have the fun that you're looking to do. So it should be fine.
And, anyway, I'm at my place of doing a little exercise, so I'm going to wish you a good day. Nice talking to you again. And I know you have this burning desire to get progress reports, so I'll keep you informed. Have a good one. K2KNB, K2IVX, clear.
Yeah, no problem. I'll give you the hotline just in case something really, really amazing happens in the middle of the night. You want to, you know, call me and let me know. Not a problem. Have a good day, Liz. K2IVX, K2KNB.
And that's a good friend for you. Willing to be woken up at night, not worried about what his wife says, that's good. Okay, see you later. Thanks. Talk to you later. K2IVX, clear.
C2C testing.
At 8:30, welcome to the W2VL repeater.
K2C repeater Zebra, Mobile eastbound, going on expressway. Stay around, give me a report on audio, over. Come again, you have a lot of background noise. I was trying to pull you through. Kilowatt 6, Jamie, Peter Zebra. Sorry, I can't pull you through. You're about 20% voice, the rest is about 80% noise. I don't know where you're at, but you're just not making it into the machine. Kilowatt 6, David Peter Zebra, Mobile, eastbound, LIE. 32, VBN over here by the beach. I'm sorry, all the way on the beach, in the water. The audio is coming in very good. In the beach, on the water. Can you hear me? Our cell phone conditions are a little better.
This is N2ZUC Mobile, listening.
ZUC, K6GPZ. I just want to know if I have some audio, that's all, okay?
Thank you.
timeout. Repeater, timeout, cancel. Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System. Tonight at 8:30, W2VL Repeater System. Beep.
H-U-K-N-D, K-16-T-Z. I want to know, Richie, is a ham fest on June 4th. Am I going to come or am I going to be harassed? So give me an answer, K-6-D-P.
K6DPC. I just want.
Tonight at 8:30, welcome to the W2VL repeater.